The capital budget includes enough funding to complete three major harbor projects in Petersburg, the design for a police station, and a lot more. During Monday night's city council meeting, city manager Steve Giesbrecht listed off all the projects that budget would pay for inside and outside the city.
The North Harbor at $3.5 million, phase two of the drive-down dock for $5.6 million, the crane dock upgrades for $800,000, hospital roof for $275,000, shooting range for $50,000, Sons of Norway for $250,000, road project from Haugen to the ferry terminal, $3.5 million. The Cake to Petersburg Road is on here for $40 million. The police department and jail design funds for $350,000. And a late addition was two improvements at Sandy Beach Park, the bathrooms and one of the shelters for a total of about $65,000.
The budget next goes to Governor Sean Parnell, and judging from the governor's press conference on Monday, that capital funding stands a good chance of getting his approval. Parnell told reporters in Juneau he was happy with the legislature's budget work.
I think that was one of the successes of this legislature, was maintaining, as best I can tell, the spending limits that I set. Now, I've not seen the final numbers, we'll be looking at that as the dust settles, but I can say with a fair degree of certainty that you will not see the wholesale, or that you will not see the scale of vetoes, if any, this year compared to prior years. As you know, I vetoed $300 million 1 year and $400 million the prior year, and that was after the legislature went beyond the spending limits that I tried to work out with them. This year, I told them, again, you know, if you maintain that spending limit, which was on par with the current year level of spending, that they would have much more freedom in doing that.
However, the inclusion of the Cake Road money has prompted concern from some local residents. The State Department of Transportation prefers a route that would cut right through the community of Kuprnov, a small city of about 30 people across the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg. They fear the so-called northern route would destroy the community, which is roadless by ordinance. It could also mean a ferry terminal at the mouth of Petersburg Creek, a prized recreation area for both towns. Mike Stainbrook has a cabin on the creek. He urged the council to oppose the road funds.
I would ask that this council discuss this budget item in a timely fashion. I realize that Petersburg, Cake, and the city of Kuprnov have many pressing financial needs. I do not believe that the $40 million in the budget for the road should be one of these. I suggest that the city make evident to the governor the financial priorities in the state budget by requesting a line item veto for the Cake Petersburg Road funding.
The State Department of Transportation has promoted the road as a new travel corridor as well as a way to reduce the construction and maintenance costs for the proposed electrical intertie to Cake. Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, who represents Petersburg and Kuprnov, put the money in the budget. He sees the road as a key part of the electric intertie, though he's looking for a basic gravel road with turnouts rather than the much more expensive highway proposed by the DOT. Petersburg didn't request the road money and hasn't said much about that project lately. Mayor Al Dwyer recalled that past councils had expressed a preference for a route much further to the south.
We did discuss it, but not in the form of a motion or anything, so we didn't do anything official in the way of the road issue. My impression was that most of the council didn't want the road to go that direction. They'd rather have the southern route.
Petersburg has long supported an electrical intertie to Cake, and previous councils have passed resolutions to that effect. The power line would link the diesel-dependent village to much cheaper hydroelectricity from Petersburg. Cake has had mixed opinions on the road. Local leaders there have expressed support for the project as a means of transporting seafood and lowering the cost of goods and services. But cheaper power is Cake's top priority, and in a recent interview, Cake Mayor Henrich Kadake said the city council there is not pushing for the road project very hard because they don't want it to delay the intertie. Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer has expressed that same concern in the past. He and Petersburg's council agreed to put the road issue on their May 7th agenda. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.